Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And to update you from Capitol Hill, the Senate did reconvene at noon today. They are supposed to be voting on a $2 trillion economic relief package. The Senate Majority Leader McConnell saying that there is no precise time for a vote today. Let's get more on the story. And live on the 1010 Winds Newsline is New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
So we had Governor Cuomo on a little while ago saying that he thinks that this package would be terrible for New York. How would it be for New Jersey?
Well, look, I respect Governor Cuomo's leadership. It's been extraordinary. Of course, everybody would want more money, but I think that it will do great for New Jersey. Number one is that it's a bill that has a win for New Jersey's workers, for New Jersey's small businesses, for our hospitals, because the first and foremost thing to do is to have a Marshall Plan for our healthcare system, which is at the front line of meeting this challenge. And we put over $150 billion for hospitals and health facilities. I think that the $260 billion for workers is going to be incredibly important, the direct payments to families so they can sustain themselves during this period of time, the $377 billion for small businesses. So I think, you know, it meets the challenge of the moment. And we recognize at the same time that we'll have to see how things work out. And if we have to come back at it again, we will.
Okay. Senator, sorry to interrupt you there. I just want to just kind of go one by one here about the workers, New Jersey residents who might be listening. What kind of money can they expect in their pockets as a result of this economic stimulus plan? And when might they actually get the cash in hand?
Most individuals will get approximately $1,200, $2,400 for couples, another $500 per child. That's a direct cash payment to them. If they're on unemployment, they will see an expanded and extended unemployment program that improves the and increases the maximum unemployment benefit by another $600 per week above one's base unemployment compensation, and it extends the numbers of weeks. So that's people. Most people will be, if they're already unemployed, would be getting virtually close to their full pay during this period of time. It also gives flexibilities to companies to make sure that they can furlough their workers, keep them on their health insurance, and still have them eligible for unemployment benefits. So in that respect, those direct monies for individuals would come, then it would come, since it comes to our unemployment system and the IRS will be sending the checks to families and individuals, it should come out very quickly once the law is passed in the next day.
And it sounds, Senator, like those furloughs will make it easier for businesses to get back up and running swiftly when this is over.
Absolutely. This is why it's not normally a provision that can be used by those who are unemployed or by businesses that are laying off workers, but by furloughing them does two things. Number one, it can keep the individual on their health and other benefits, and at the same time, it can keep the human capital necessary for that business to start up once we get going again. And so we think that's incredibly important. And if you match that for the small business owner, which we define as any company 500 or less, with our small business package, which can give a forgiveness in loans and grants so that they can maintain their existing workforce and pay other expenses during their crisis like rent or mortgage or utilities, we think this is a way that helps workers but also helps small businesses sustain themselves.
And back to the hospitals for a moment, Senator, you talked about the Marshall Plan. Earlier today, Chuck Schumer was saying that he thinks that this might not be enough. Same question as for Governor Cuomo. Is it enough? And under this Marshall Plan, what is going to get to the hospitals most imminently?
It's a massive $150 billion massive new grant program for hospitals and healthcare providers, for personal and protective equipment for healthcare workers, for testing supplies, for increased workforce, because we keep hearing that these incredibly courageous healthcare workers very often subject themselves to falling to the infection of the disease, and so making sure that we have enough of a workforce during this critical time, construction to house patients, emergency operation centers, those are some of the ways. It's rather flexible as long as it's COVID-19 related, and we think that it's a great down payment towards their needs. Of course, we've never faced anything like this, so we'll have to see as the challenge continues to unfold whether $150 billion, which would be an enormous amount of money, far more than hospitals and healthcare institutions get in our country at any given time, if it's more needed, then we'll have to come back at it. But we think it's a great infusion and something that we've never seen. I mean, this entire bill is more than the federal budget is in its entirety. So it just speaks to the magnitude of it.
One last question for you, Senator. We're getting different things about a timeline on the Senate vote. Do you think it will happen today?
I certainly hope so. It's, we need actual legislation. So the negotiations concluded in the very early hours of this morning, taking the agreements and putting them into legislative language, which is critically important to make sure that what we envision to do all the things we just talked about and much more actually gets implemented that way is what legislative language is all about. But as soon as we get that legislative language, I know for the Senate part, we can do anything on unanimous consent, and I don't believe there's a senator who would stand up against this package at this point. It's been ironed out in a way that now it is truly bipartisan and truly robust for workers, for hospitals, for our states, for small businesses and individuals. And so I believe it will get done today, and then we'll move to the House, where I know the Speaker is trying to work towards getting the type of rare unanimous consent in the House of Representatives.
All right. That certainly will be nice to see. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.